be given to us. Praise be to God who loves and cares for us.
Welcome to Concordia United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Claire Douglas, and I'm so excited to welcome all of you here this morning on this rainy, rainy day. Hopefully we can have a lot of joy in here to push out the gloom on the outside. I have a lot of announcements today, so bear with me. Nurture meeting has been moved to September 29th at 6:30. That's next Sunday after the community meal. The Live Courageously Stewardship Small Group signups are in the entranceway, so go ahead and sign up for a small group. Next Saturday, Corey and I are going to welcome all of you to come over to our house, the Parsonage. It's located on 760 Center Street. You can call the office if you need that address again. We would love to welcome you to come see our home from 1 to 4. There will be some light refreshments, and you can just come to get to know us. Bashford UMC, Corey's church, has also been invited, and I hear they're going to bring a bus, so pray for me. I'd like to highlight signing up for Coffee Fellowship, too. We have somebody for next week, but I noticed when I signed up on the clipboard this week that we've got some openings on that, so take a look at that. This Wednesday, all of the youth group is invited to my house. You guys get to preview the house for a bonfire. We'll have some s'mores. And save the date for Charge Conference. It is November 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Dell's Dalton United Methodist Church. And those are all of my announcements. Oh, John's got another one. Oh. Well, congratulations. All right, would you stand and join me in singing number 2032, My Life is in You, Lord.
Please join me in our praise. Jesus reminded the disciples, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus taught and witnessed to God's love.
Love one another as I have loved you.
Jesus encourages us to love each other with tenderness, compassion, forgiveness, and hope.
Let us love one another as Christ loved us.
Please remain standing and join in singing My Hope is Built, number 368 in the red hymnal. Please join me in our prayer. How incredible is your love, O God. We have been made new in your love and reconciled to you and to each other in peace and joy. Be with us this day as we hear your words of comfort and hope. Guide our lives that we may serve you more fully all of our days. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a special moment. I brought some things with me today. What do I have here? Pencils. Yeah, right? There are some shorter pencils here, there are some longer pencils, a couple of them are red, one of them is orange, one of them's a mechanical pencil. So my question for you is, what do all of these pencils have in common? It's a challenging one, right? They all write on things, yep, that's true, they do have that in common. But I'm thinking of one thing in particular.
They're all pencils?
They're all pencils, yes, that's true. They have that in common. Those are two really good things. Well, look at the erasers of these pencils in particular. Do you notice that they're getting pretty low? Yeah. That's what all of these pencils have in common. The eraser is worn off on them. And do you know what that tells me? It tells me that I make a lot of mistakes. And actually that Layla does too, because I stole a couple of these from her desk. Sorry, Layla. I don't always get it right. Sometimes I have to start over and over again until I get it right. But do you know why I keep these pencils as many mistakes as I make? It's because even though they're difficult to use, the erasers remind me of something. These pencils remind me of people. People come in all different sizes and shapes and colors too, but we have one thing in common. We all make mistakes. We make a lot of mistakes. Have you guys made any mistakes? Yeah? Sometimes? Maybe? But the good news is, even when we make mistakes, God erases our mistakes over and over and over again. And unlike these pencils, God never wears out. Just as God forgives us over and over again, Jesus taught us that we should forgive other people over and over again. One day, Peter, Jesus' disciple, asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive someone who sins against me? Should I forgive him 7 times? I imagine that Peter was pretty proud of himself for being willing to forgive someone 7 times. But Jesus answered another number. Do you have a guess as to how many times Jesus said? What? Unlimited. Yeah, basically. You're right. Jesus said 7 times 70, but we actually think that what he meant by that, because 7 is a holy number, is unlimited. So you're right on. You should forgive an unlimited number of times. I think Jesus knew that if he said we should forgive 7 times 70, that we would never be able to get count, and we'd forget, and we'd give an unlimited number of forgive an unlimited number of times. So let's remember that. No matter how many times people make mistakes, we need to forgive, because God forgives us like these pencils. Will you pray with me? Repeat after me. And congregation, will you join us? Holy God, thank you for forgiving us. Even when we're not perfect. Help us to forgive those around us so we can be more like you. In your name we pray. Amen. You guys can head back to your seats. Thank you for coming up.
Proverbs 17:9. One who forgives an affront fosters friendship, but one who dwells on disputes will alienate a friend.
Goodness, like
That was beautiful, ladies. Thank you. That's one of my favorite hymns. I particularly love the line towards the end when they say, prone to wander, Lord, I hear it, or feel it, prone to leave the God I love. So appropriate for today. Our scripture reading for today comes from the book of John, chapter 21, verses 3 through 17. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after day's break, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple that Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took bread and gave it to them, and did the same with fish. This was the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said it to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." God add God's blessing on this, the reading of God's holy word. We're going to have another Pixar short this week. This is our third one. We're going to learn a little bit more about friendship and Pixar. This one's called For the Birds. A little shorter than the other ones. I hope you will enjoy this little piece of Pixar.
Bop! Dr. Zoidberg. Hooray for Dr. Zoidberg.
That one's a fun one, isn't it? Will you pray with me? Holy and loving God, we know sometimes in relationship we all fall short. We do not say the right thing at the right time. We let you down, and we let our loved ones down. Help us to forgive each other and to forgive ourselves, that we may follow in your loving example. In your name we pray. Amen. Despite my best efforts, I had a lot of trouble finding any information on the writers of this short film, For the Birds. I was able to learn that it won an Academy Award in the category of a short film. I did learn that the many feathers seen in this short 3.5-minute segment are very hard to animate. Feathers, as it turns out, are one of the hardest things to animate, and there are a lot of feathers on those birds. Nevertheless, I find this to be a powerful short film. Without any words whatsoever, it seems to reveal something about human nature. I find it interesting that the small birds in this film are arguing with one another at the very beginning of the film. They're shoving each other and yelling at each other before the bigger bird even enters the picture, which leads me to believe that the bigger bird is not the problem in this story, is he? The big bird is consistently friendly, consistently kind, and consistently forgiving. Even when the little birds are acting downright mean, they make fun of the big bird. They refuse to let him sit with them. When they work to remove him from the power line they are sharing, and even at the end when the little bird's feathers fall off and the big bird hands one of them a leaf, still, through it all, the bigger bird remains consistently open to relationship and forgiveness. Now, you could say to me, Pastor Claire, I just watched that movie, and I think you're giving that big bird too much credit. That big bird is just not very smart. But I'd like to believe that he or she is not just unaware of the situation. I like to believe that that big bird has chosen to live a different kind of life. One that is built around forgiveness and understanding, even to those who deserve it the least. It could not have been easy to be friends with the Son of God, but in a lot of ways, best friends with the Son of God, but in a lot of ways, that's who Simon Peter is. Simon Peter is there from the very beginning with Jesus. When Jesus calls the disciples, he is one of the first to answer the call to become fishers of men. Simon Peter is there throughout Jesus' entire 3-year ministry. He is present at the Sermon on the Mount and witnesses countless miracles. He travels with Jesus. He is declared the rock upon which Jesus will build Jesus' church. In fact, the name Peter, which we tend to call Simon, is a nickname meaning rock. He walks on water with Jesus for a brief moment before falling. He asks eagerly at the foot washing to have his whole body washed and blessed by Jesus. Jesus and Peter have been through a lot. But even with all the time they've spent together, with the friendship they've achieved, Jesus still predicts at the Last Supper that Simon Peter will deny him three times before the cock crows the next day. Peter immediately vehemently swears that this is not true, that he would never forsake his friend and Lord. But in the end, Jesus is right. And Simon Peter denies knowing the Christ three horrible times during the worst hours of Jesus' life. We pick up our story today after the resurrection. I'm sure the events of the Easter story are weighing heavily on Simon Peter and the rest of the disciples' hearts. So Peter suggests they go out fishing. As men who started out the story as professional fishermen, this seems to be a good distraction plan, but the disciples are having no luck. Then a stranger they cannot recognize calls to them from the shore and tells them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. They figure, why not? And when they do, the nets are instantly so full of fish that they cannot bring the net into the boat. The beloved disciple recognizes that it's Jesus and calls out to his fellow disciples. Simon Peter, in joy and anticipation, instantly throws on his shirt and jumps into the water and swims to shore quickly to get to be with Jesus. But once he arrives on shore, he gets bashful. The gospel writer doesn't describe a joyous reunion that Peter so desperately seemed to want just moments before. Instead, he and the other disciples sit down to an awkward, wordless breakfast where no one is willing to ask Jesus who he is. After the breakfast, Jesus turns to Simon Peter and asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter looks at him with pain in his eyes and says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus says to Peter, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter says to him a second time, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus says to him, "Tend my sheep." A third time, Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter, feeling every bit of pain at having betrayed his closest friend, says vehemently, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus says to him, "Feed my sheep." During this threefold request, to know that Peter loves him, Jesus is giving Peter an opportunity. It is not an easy opportunity for Simon Peter, who feels all too acutely all of the things that he has done wrong. But it is an opportunity nonetheless. Jesus is attempting to give Simon Peter the space to ask for forgiveness, to make amends for letting Jesus down. Jesus' questions parallel the three times that Simon Peter denied him during the events of Good Friday. And Jesus' request to feed his sheep tells Simon Peter three times that Jesus has forgiven Peter for his shortcomings. It is no secret that I love Peter. I love his enthusiasm. I love his failures. Peter is one of those characters in the Bible who is so deeply human, who lets us all believe that if Jesus can use this flawed human being who is just trying his best, Jesus can use us too. But this moment had to be incredibly hard for both of them. We as Christians like to emphasize Jesus' divinity, but the truth is that Jesus was human too. I am sure, like all humans, he felt a strong connection to those he loved, and I'm sure it was hard for him to know that his best friend would betray him. I'm sure that Jesus had hoped in his heart of hearts that even as he predicted that Jesus would deny him three times, that he would be wrong. Even if you're walking down the middle school hallway, you would feel hurt if a friend said they didn't know you. And Peter said this three times in a moment with much higher stakes. Simon Peter's denial of his relationship with Jesus had to be the ultimate betrayal, and yet Jesus is ready to offer forgiveness and reconciliation. But Jesus isn't the only person who needs to go on a journey of forgiveness in this story. Peter has to forgive himself. And in so many ways, it's so much easier to forgive others than it is to forgive ourselves. I'm sure that Peter was torn apart by the fact that he denied Jesus three times. In fact, the biblical account tells us that when Peter heard the cock crow for the third time, he went out and wept bitterly. I'm sure that Peter was mad at himself. I'm sure he was very worried that Jesus would never forgive him. When Jesus offers Peter forgiveness and reconciliation, Peter has an equally important and harder task at hand. Peter must find it within his heart to offer grace to himself. The biggest piece of misinformation that I think that we are regularly told about forgiveness is that it's a two-way street. We are told all the time that forgiveness is about telling someone else we are sorry or that we forgive them. But folks, the truth is that forgiveness is something that you need to find within yourself. There are so many times in life when we need to forgive someone with whom we will never have a chance to talk. There are so many times in life when we need to ask forgiveness of someone whom we will never get to see. These are the moments in life. There are moments in life when we will never have a face-to-face resolution. Peter is so lucky that he got to face Jesus and have a conversation about his transgression. But more often, we have to find forgiveness within ourselves. I like to think that forgiveness is a way of life. The willingness to forgive others, the willingness to forgive ourselves, the willingness to let go of the ways we have not been enough. It is an integral part of friendship and being in relationship. Sometimes we need to be more like that big blue bird, ready to forgive 7 times 70, ready to reach out in kindness and understanding even when others don't deserve it. We need to be ready to forgive like Jesus. We need to be ready to forgive like Peter. It is in the moments of forgiveness within ourselves that we find peace, joy, and grace. Amen and amen. Will you please stand with me and join in singing hymn number 549, Where Charity and Love Prevail. I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward to receive our tithes and our offerings. Freely we have received from God, let us freely give. Our September Melodies of Compassion will go to the Reedsburg Hispanic Ministry.
Please join me in our prayer of thanksgiving. Holy and forgiving God, we do not always do things the way you would like us to. We do not always give with the intent of giving to those who need it most. Gather all our gifts, the ones in this plate and the ones in our hearts, and direct them in the ways that are needed most. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite you to share any prayers that you may have this morning. I have received one here for Jane Rose about the death of her husband. We pray that in this time she would know the strength of her God and the strength of her community. Are there any other prayers this morning?
Ooh. I have a praise.
A praise. I love praise. We celebrate with you, and we know that you will do great things. Are there other prayers? For our candle prayer today, I had the honor of being in Madison on Friday, downtown with the Climate March. I was one of a number of clergy who came down to support our amazing young people as they spoke out about some of the things that are going on in the world around us. So I would like to pray for the wonderful voices of our youth and for all that they are leading us in, particularly in climate change. Would you take a moment to silently pray? Holy and forgiving God, you are truly a God of mercy and grace and unending love. We know that you walk alongside us through all of our griefs and all of our joys. We pray that you will be with us this day, offering us the unending abundance of your gifts. We pray today particularly for those with health concerns. We pray that you would strengthen them day by day, that you would guide the hands of the doctors and nurses, that they may heal and glorify you. We pray particularly for those going through cancer. We pray that they would know that they are not alone, that you are always with them, always helping them. Help them face the decisions that they need to make day by day. We pray particularly for those who are in long-term care facilities or are not able to be with us today. We hope that they know that the boundaries of this church do not end at the doors or the walls, but that your love and joy and our love and joy flow out to them and surround them constantly. We pray for all of your young people. We see their talents among us, and we are blessed by all that they do. Help us to listen to their voices, that we may hear your call amongst them. We pray all this as we pray the prayer you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As you go forth from this place, remember that there is a forgiving God who loves you and wants you to go and do likewise. Amen. Thank you.